بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وشرف بلاوي شيخ ابو المرسل كامل حضرت اقدس شيخ العرب والعجم الشيخ حكيم محمد اقدس منور الله ملكه دي تايتل از خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لال بدخشاں نکلا جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو ساری دنیا کی خرد آئی فدا ہونے کو جب کبھی جوش جنو چاک گریباں نکلا جب کبھی جوش جنو چاک گریباں نکلا درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے درد ملتا ہے تیرے درد کے بیماروں سے شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا نار شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو نار شہوت میں نظر آئے اندھیرے دل کو نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا نور تقویٰ دل مومن میں درخشاں نکلا بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت بعد مدت کے ہوئی اہل محبت کی شناخت خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لالے بدخشاں نکلا خاک سمجھا تھا جسے لالے بدخشاں نکلا زاہد خشک جو تھا پیرے مغاں کے صدقے زاہد خشک جو تھا پیر مغاں کے صدقے حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا حامل درد ہوا غیر سے نالا نکلا ہائے اس قطرہ دریائے محبت کا اثر ہائے اس قطرہ دریائے محبت کا اثر جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ طوفان نکلا جس کو سمجھا تھا کہ قطرہ ہے وہ طوفان نکلا خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر خار سمجھا تھا جسے اہل جہاں نے اختر دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، دامن فقر میں اس کے ہی گلستان نکلا، دل دیا غیر کو جس نے بھی وہ نادان نکلا، کیونکہ وہ جان چمن خار بیابان نکلا، شیخ پھر سارے جہاں سے بھی مہربان نکلا، جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. I'm just trying briefly translate this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat so beautifully puts reality in poetic form and to make us understand and realize that what is the reality of our life, what is the reality of this body. And Hazrat says in this beautiful poem which Hazrat has titled Khaak Sam Samjata Jisse Lale Badakhsha Nikla, that people who have taught that this is just an ordinary person made from sand, but when they realize his reality, they realize this was a very beautiful flower. This was an outstanding, such a flower that a person gets overtaken with this. In other words, a person, when you see the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they look like ordinary people like us. And we also say, oh, they are just ordinary people. They eat and drink. And there's the kuffar of Makkah also used to say, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ يَاكُلُ طَعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. And what you all are saying, this is a great personality. He is just an ordinary man like us. He also eats, he also goes to the bazaar, etc. But they couldn't see the reality of the heart. What is in the heart, that makes a person. It's not just this outward body that is made of sand and water. When this body that is made of sand and water, in that heart you fill the love of Allah, then that body's value increases. To the best flower you can get in the most beautiful garden, that how much it increases. So similarly, Hazrat is teaching us that don't look at the Ahlullah just with an ordinary eye. When you come to realize who they are, then you realize, oh. And sadly, generally it happens, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, to realize their value, especially our honorable illustrious Sheikh, that when they are around, we take it for granted that they are here. But when they leave the world, as Hazrat explained also on many occasions, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he used to have majlis, then few people used to attend the majlis. And this is generally the trend throughout the world. But when he passed away, then the whole ummah, so to say, was there. It was so much people that literally Hazrat explained to put the extra toe was so difficult. So much people. Then one great wali of Allah took a deep sigh and said, ah, when Hazrat was around, very few people attended his majalis. Now when Hazrat left the world, the whole world is here. Yes, you'll benefit from the janazah of the wali of Allah, but real time to benefit while they are around with us. And as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, is mil junle ki betne ku ghanimat samjo, that the sitting together, they regard this as a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day we won't be here, and the friends of Allah won't be here, then it will be too late for tears. So Allah give me tawfiq to realize this reality, and all of us, that we also, we shouldn't be just worried of the outward body and just beautifying the body. We should beautify the heart, then the body will also become beautiful. And then Hazrat explained, that don't be foolish like such people who are just beautifying the body. جو تیری بزم محبت سے گریزاں نکلا، جس طرف نکلا وہ حیران و پریشان نکلا. Those people who were just inclined from the gatherings of the love of Allah, say, now what is this majlis all about? People are just going majlis and going there and they just sing some nazams. But you are just inclined and you said, you didn't show attention towards this. You didn't realize and understand the value of these majlises where you gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person, whichever direction he went to, then in any direction, whether his direction was towards sport, whether it was any other so-called dini gathering also, but more entertainment of nazams, etc., that type of nazams that a person, he is not even getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, in whichever direction that person went, you saw he was parishan, he was worried, and he was in a state of anxiety. He didn't get peace and contentment. So any other gathering besides where you will get the love of Allah, you won't get happiness, you'll get worries, and you'll get depression. Like in another beautiful couplet, Hazrat says so beautifully, that in pari kumat deko, that these fairies that you think that are walking on the road, these human folk, that they doll themselves up, and they look outwardly like fairies, they are not. In pari ko dekhne se parishani milega. When you look at them, you'll get parishani, you'll get worries, you'll get depression. So similarly, when you turn away from the gatherings of the love of Allah, you'll only get worries. Dil diya ghayr ko jisne bhi, wo na da nikla. Kyunke wo jaane chaman khare bayaba nikla. Allahu Akbar. That Hazrat says that the heart Allah Ta'ala has given you, that heart is the palace, and the palace is the place of the king. So don't give the palace which belongs to the king, don't give it to anybody else. If you gave your heart to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a sign of immaturity. It is a sign of stupidity. As in another beautiful poem, our Dada Shaykh also mentions, agar dil dena ho to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to anybody, give it to the great king, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who gave you the heart. Allah knows the value of the heart. So if you gave your heart to anybody else, whether it's human, whether it's illicit love affairs, whether it's our business, whether it's our degrees, whatever, our sports, or even in matters of deen, that we think we're giving bayans, but people must give us honor, respect, etc. So we give our heart to anybody else besides Allah, that is the sign of total immaturity. Because that heart that's supposed to be the life of the garden, now that heart you made it like a thorn in the jungle. That heart that's supposed to have the king in that heart, it is the life of the garden. And now you've made it a thorn in the jungle. So don't be a foolish person. Value this heart of yours. And where you will make your heart, in the gatherings of the Ahlullah, where you will learn how to gain the love of Allah, then that heart will gain value. Sari dunya ki khirad aayi fida hone ko, jab kabhi josh junu cha ki gareba nikla. Allahu Akbar. When all the so-called intelligentsia of the world, they came to such people, that is, the Ahlullah, who had the josh of madness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was boiling over. That people thought, these are mad people. They just walk around with their collars open, like ordinary simple people, dress also simply. But when they came in that gathering and they saw what they are getting, Allahu Akbar, the whole world can't pay for that one majlis of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even the whole majlis. 1 minute in the company of the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than as Mawlana Rum rahmatullahi. What a great pious personality, what a arif. He says, yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, better asad sala ta'ad bariya. That a moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ibadat wa ikhlas. And Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi said, that is understated. It's better than 100,000 years. Because here you will get the love of Allah. And the love of Allah is that great wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem himself, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. That those people who Allah ta'ala save us all, keep our iman firm, intact, and let it grow every split moment, and grant us iman kamil. But people that they lose their iman and they become murtad, then Allah Ta'ala says, don't become so worried and anxious that people have become murtad. Because if وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِ, one person become murtad, Allah says, وَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, will bring a whole nation that will have what? بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah will love them, they will have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this love of Allah is that great wealth that will save you from irtidad. And where you will get this love of Allah? In the gatherings of the Ahlullah. So when the people of so-called intelligentsia, they thought they were very intelligent, but when they came in the company of such a mad love of Allah, then they bowed down at His feet. Then they gave themselves up. And then they realized what is the real wealth of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat explained so beautifully, Dard milta hai tere dard ke bimaro se, Shaykh fir sare jahan se bhi meherban nikla. Then you realize the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who are sick with the pain, in other words, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is said so beautifully, ye aise bimari hai, jo jo dawa ki bimari barhti gayi. This is such a sickness of the love of Allah. The more you treat it, the more you come to your Shaykh and you sit with that burning desire, a talib-e-sadiq, a desire that I also want to become an ashik-e-sadiq, a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Shaykh speaks, you see the pain of the love increases. And you just want more. The majlis mustn't end. And you want to love in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll realize from the whole world, who was the most kind to me? Who was the person who did me the greatest favor? None other than my Shaykh, who taught me the road to Allah. As Allah Akbar. Now, Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says so beautifully, with regard to the hadith, that if you look at your parents one time with love, you get the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And so, Sahaba asked, so one person asked Hazrat, that if you look at your Shaykh with love, what you'll get? He says, if you look at your parents with love, you'll get Kaaba Sharif. And you look at your Shaykh with love, you'll get Rabbul Kaaba. Because he connected you to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So you realize that my Shaykh has been extreme kind to me. Then people will understand. Otherwise, before that, you think people are fanatics. Now they're putting the Shaykh's shoes right, and then they're walking behind him. They want to greet him because you don't know what you have got. But when you realize what you get there, then you'll realize who can be more kind to me than my honorable illustrious Shaykh. And Allahu Akbar. Nare shahwat mein nazar aaye andhere dil ko, noore taqwa dil mu'min mein darakhsha nikla. Hazrat now teaches us a great remedy, that this fire of the ball of lust and desire going towards illicit haram of Allah, illicit love affairs and all towards the entertainment of dunya, nazar andhere dil ko. This, the heart that is still dark, it hasn't got the noor of the love of Allah, hasn't got the noor of taqwa. That heart is dark, so it's going towards the fulfilling your desires. How to bring that heart under control? As Hazrat explained so beautifully, that if a person wants to cure his spiritual diseases, then one way is you try and take out the entertainment of this world, love of this world. You try and do that before you know. And you realize I got another disease, jealousy. We hardly finish with the one, you see the next one is back again. So that's a very difficult task. The easiest task is just put a match of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And where you will get that? Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati. That this heart won't just light up, it will get lit up. Put your heart next to a heart that has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, Noor e taqwa dil e mu'min mein darakhsha nikla. That the noor of taqwa in the heart of a believer has come out like a beautiful garden. So if we want our hearts also to come that beautiful garden, this is why we come here. From the friends of Allah, from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that noor e taqwa must penetrate our heart. And our heart, the dark heart of mine, must get enlightened. And we turn away. Then a person can see clearly the dhoka of this world, the dhoka of all this illicit haram affairs and all entertainment of this world, what a real deception it is. And a person changes his direction immediately. Baad muddat ke hui ahle muddat ki shanakh, khaak samjata jisse lali badakhsha nikla. Hazrat now explained so beautifully in the title of this poem, that after a long while, Then we came to recognize the people of love. At first we used to just come in the gatherings and we used to just listen to the bayan also. But when we realized, just got an inkling and just not even an idea of what is the love of Allah, but we started realizing there's something like the love of Allah, then we recognize, oh, this is a love of Allah. He is not an ordinary person. Khaak samjata, we regarded him as just an ordinary person, like my body made of sand and water. He is just an ordinary person. But now I realize, Lale Badakhsha Nikla. He became, Allahu Akbar, the crown of the beautiful garden, the most envious flower in the whole garden, this personality. Because he is of the Ahl-e Muhabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zaid-e khushk jota, peer-e mugha ke sadqe, hamil-e dard hua ghair se nala nikla. That a person who was a zaid, that is outwardly disinclined from the world, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, but still dry, didn't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is just very rigid, but peer-e mugha ke sadqe. When he realized and his friends encouraged him that you are making ibadat, but get the enjoyment of ibadat. Not just ibadat that you'll get sawab and you'll get jannat, that you'll get, but get the ibadat, enjoyment of that you get Allah in your ibadat. Where you'll get that? Peer-e mugha, that friend of Allah, that lover of Allah, who's got the deep love and he's got fikr, that he also wants to give this love through his sadqa and through his kindness, that hamil-e dard hua ghair se nala nikla. That now you became that heart of yours that's carrying the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you turned away from everybody else. And now you are inclined towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And turning and crying, now in your ibadat now, you're getting enjoyment of tears coming out of your eyes. And you're enjoying that ibadat because now it is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat explains how you are, where you will get this and how you will get this. Hai is katra hai darda hai muhabbat ka asar. Jisko samjha ta ke katra hai wo tufaan nikla. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, hai, takes a deep sigh. That just that one drop from the ocean of the love of Allah, that one drop that penetrated your heart, the effect of that one drop of the love of Allah, and thus we will get when we come regularly. The heart is still like a stone, but as a drop of water falls on a stone also, daily you'll see that stone will penetrate and you'll get a hole in that stone. So this hard heart of mine, when we come here regularly, with that intention we want that love of Allah, finally when that one drop, and not even a drop, that vapor maybe enter that heart, now you'll see the effect of it. Jisko samjha tha ki katra, you thought this was just a drop of the love of Allah. Now you see it's like a tofan, it's like a flood, and it's like a storm that took the world. That you thought you couldn't leave your spot, you couldn't leave. Now forget you leaving it yourself, you encouraging your friends, and they also turning away from these things, the entertainment of dunya. Now you say, as Hazrat explained many times, that one person who's got the love of Allah will change the whole world. And we see the friends of Allah, how they change the world, and people that you think, that people thought that I can't change my life, you hear their history, I just sat in this man's company for a few minutes and he changed my whole life. So that one drop of the love of Allah, we should be coming here all the time to get it and see what a storm it will create in our lives. Khar samjata jisse ehle jahan akhtar damane fakar mein uske hi gulistan nikla. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was sitting and giving majlis, and they're sitting on their ordinary simple godrua they were sitting, or their simple pillows that they are sitting in front, people thought, ah, this is also another tone, just giving bayan, just having a majlis. The whole world didn't look at them with respect and didn't appreciate who are these people. But and because damane fakr mein, that in their left it seems like they were paupers. Ordinary, simple people, no real. Today people get attracted by people of dunya, people of wealth. That is a lani. The real lani is Allahu Akbar. As the friends of Allah, they get the title of Shah. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasi Al Ali. Shah means the king of both the world. When you got the love of Allah, outwardly you look like an ordinary man, but you'll be a real king. So people of the world who thought these are just ordinary, simple people, they like thorns, etc., etc. But when they realize who they are, uske hi gulistan, oh daman e fakar mein, uske hi gulistan nikla. In the lap of poverty, they became that envious garden with the greatest wealth. So Allah Ta'ala opened the eyes of mine and all our hearts that we aspire and we desire for the true love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and Allah has brought us here to get it here, inshaAllah.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhi nastafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. In this kitab of the questions that were written to Hazrat and Hazrat's reply for our Islah. This we read of this looks like a young girl who wrote to Hazrat explaining her condition. Further she writes, کھاتی بھی زیادہ ہوں سوتی بھی زیادہ ہوں اور بولتی بھی بہت. She says, I eat also a lot, I sleep also a lot, and I talk also a lot. جس کی وجہ سے الٹی سیدھی باتیں بھی صادر ہو جاتی ہے. Because of which I say many wrong things also. When a person will talk a lot, then naturally he's going to say wrong things also. بولنے میں جھوٹ سے بچتی ہوں. However, in talking, I try my best, I save myself from speaking lies. Magar zyada bolna bhi to theek nahi hai. But speaking much also is not good. So Hazrat replies, is zamane mein ahlullah ka mashura hai. In these times, it is the advice of our elder or for the buzurgan-e-deen. And this also we say that according to the times, the medicine is given. Hazrat says that if we read up on the old Hakims, what medicine they should give for laxatives, and we try and have that now, we should first dig our graves before we have that laxative, because it will be too strong for us. Our bodies won't be able to take it. We have to take the medicine which the doctors of this time will give. So like that, Hazrat says that in these times, the advice of the Buzurgan-e-Deen is ke khane mein aur neend mein kami na karo. As far as eating and drinking, do not cut it down too much. This does not mean, on the other hand, that we just keep on eating also, or we keep on sleeping, but before, they should sleep very, very little, and eat also very, very little. So just sufficient we should eat. We shouldn't try and cut it down too much. It will have an adverse effect on us. Itna khao ke do ek lukma ki bhook chhor do. Eat so much that you have hunger for another 1-2 morsels of food. Another 2-3 morsels of food you still have that hunger, then stop. Otherwise, even today there are those people who eat so little. We can't understand. But mashallah, they survive, their bodies are healthy, and they do all their work. So how a person should learn to control this also. But don't cut it down too much, and then you have adverse effects. And this is also upon every individual, how much he can take. Or kam az kam 6 ghante so, and sleep at least 6 hours. There are those people that in these times also, who sleep very little, and they engage in the ibadat of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq also. And this comes also how much more we have the love of Allah, then so much a person will enjoy the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Like those people who watch films, for example. They finish one, then they don't go and sleep, look at another one, perhaps another one. 2 o'clock in the morning they'll go and sleep, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they'll be up for work again. So it is what is in the heart. May Allah bless us with His love. Be zarurat ziyada logo se mel jol na rakho, and without necessity don't mix much with people. Or kam bolo, and speak also less. Bolne se pehle socho, and before talking there is an important thing. Always before talking we should think about ke main kya keh rahi ho. What am I saying? What do I want to say? Agar guna ki baat hai, to bilkul khamosh raho. If it is something of guna, then keep quiet completely, don't speak at all. Mubah baat thodi si karke khamosh ho jao. What is permissible? Speak a little bit and then also keep quiet. Don't just keep on blabbering. Lekin bahut zyada khamosh bhi na rahe. But in these times, Hazrat particularly says that don't stay too much quiet also, because that also will have an adverse effect on a person. With good friends, good people, have little discussions, talk little bit. Sihat ke liye khush tabi'i mein muzayqa nahi. And for your health, to speak little, make some jokes also. There is no harm in it. Some permissible jokes, etc. There is no harm. And in fact, in these times, a person should do that also. In fact, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that does Allah ta'ala laugh also? So, and Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi also says that look at the deep understanding and knowledge of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they did not ask that in which manner does Allah laugh, that does He laugh. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes. So they said that makes us eager more to meet Allah ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala will be that person, that being, that person, that how He will even laugh with people. And we read that some people, the last person to enter Jannah, how he will enter Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala will also laugh at them, that how this person. So for some people, how Allah will treat them also with that kindness. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we regulate these things, our eating, drinking, sleeping, and mixing with people. And every person, according to how much he needs, he should eat and drink, sleep and drink also. And as far as mixing with people, we should mix with good people and have good discussions. And the same way with talking also. Talk also and have good discussions. Don't keep too much quiet also, and don't be talking also all the time. Moderation is the basic thing in all these things. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, with regard to knowledge, Hazrat was quite a long discussion, the great virtues of knowledge. And an alim is that person that has got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Now Hazrat explains khashiyat or khawf ka faraq. What is the difference between khashiyat and khawf? Both are required, but what is required more? In one beautiful example Hazrat gave, like a khawf, fear of Allah. It's like some people who are pushing a car, and then you keep on pushing it, and the car moves how much you push it. So that is, you will move in front and stay away from sun, how much fear you have of it. And khashiyah and love of Allah, they are not khashiyat, love. Love is like you put petrol in the car, and the car moves, it takes you and it moves also. So the love of Allah. However, khashiyat and khawf, the difference between the two. خشیت اس خوف کا نام ہے جس کے اندر تعظیم شامل ہے. خشیت which is commanded also is that fear of Allah in which there is respect for the one that you fear. There is honor for the person that you fear. Like for example your father, your sheikh, your ustad, you fear them, but because of respect and honor. That is خشیت. And خوف is that you fear that thing because of that harm it will cause you. Like you have fear for a dog or for a snake. That will be because you fear it, but not because of love and honor or respect, but because of the harm it might cause you. So the fear of Allah is the respect and honor of Allah Ta'ala. Saam se bhi darte hai, magar uske azmat dil mein nahi hoti. A person fears a snake also, but he hasn't got respect and honor for the snake. Allah Ta'ala apni rahmat se hum sabko khashiyat-e-matlooba ata farmaye. Hazrat makes dua that may Allah Ta'ala bless us all with that khashiyat, that fear of Allah, which is out of the respect and honor of Allah and the required amount. There is also a very important point. Or khashiyat-e-matlooba ye hai. And what is the fear of Allah? What is the limit, extent of it? اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما يحول به بيني وبين معاصيك. That oh Allah bless me with that fear that stops, that comes in between me, that becomes a wall between me and your sin. So much a person must fear Allah Ta'ala. If he's going to fear Allah more than that, he'll go in a depression. So just so much fear that you do not commit sin. So whenever the occasion of sin comes, then have that fear and don't commit that sin. So there is a very valuable dua, and what they call philosophy. This is what real philosophy is, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and which our buzurgs have taught us. Ya Allah, main aapse aapki khashiyat ka is qadar hissa mangta hu jo mere aur aapke maasi ke darmiyan hail aur mane ban jaye. Oh Allah, bless me with so much of your fear that it blocks me, it becomes a wall, a veil between me and committing sin, disobeying you. Is hadith se maloom hua ki itni khashiyat matloob nahi ke hum bimar hokar amal se muattal ho jaye. So from this hadith we gather that so much fear of Allah Ta'ala that a person, now all the time he's in fear that what's going to happen, etc. And then he doesn't do any work also. In other words, he suffers a terrible depression. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne khashiyat ki miqdar ki wazahat farma di. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the syllabus, the extent of the fear of Allah also. That you should have only so much fear of Allah that it blocks you from committing sin. May Allah bless us with this, let us understand it, and may Allah bring it in our lives, inshallah. In this kitab, Ma'arif Mathnavi, the last part of it, of Peer Changi, who whole life he spent in the disobedience of Allah, committing sin, etc. He was a musician. But at the end, how he changed when nobody, and that also was the time that when nobody was now prepared to listen to him, no more people are entertaining him, honoring him. At that time he turned to Allah Ta'ala, but Allah Ta'ala listened to him even at that time. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that Allah Ta'ala does not say that now you are old, now you are like useless, nobody to look at you, now you come to me. No, Allah will even host you and entertain you at such a time also. But also from our side, may Allah give us that sincere repentance and true repentance and return to Allah Ta'ala. Is mard peer ki girya o zari aur aahu buka se Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ka kaleja muh ko aa raha tha. This old person, how he was crying, and even after he got the good news that Allah sent salams for him and Allah interceded on his behalf, then he cried even more. That a person like me, and the way he was crying, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was greatly affected by that also. And it was like his heart was coming out, leaving its place. So much Hazrat Umar, a man like Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was affected. Aur aapki aankhe ashbar ho rahi thi. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was crying also. Aapne farmaya ke ae shakh, teri girya o zari, teri baatni hushyari ki daleel hai. And as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, oh old man, this crying of yours is a proof that you are very wise, intelligent inside your heart. Like one buzurg says, the day we leave this world with our iman, then we can say we were clever. Eh? When we went away with iman. Otherwise we feel ourselves clever in other how many things, but clever and intelligent is that person who will leave this world with iman. تیری جان حق تعالی کے قرب سے زندہ اور روشن ہو گئی ہے. And your heart, your soul has become beaming and shining with the closeness of Allah تبارک و تعالی, and has become alive. کیونکہ حق تعالی کی بارگاہ میں گنہگار کے آنسوں کی بڑی قیمت ہے. Because by Allah تبارک و تعالی the tears of a person has got great value. May Allah Ta'ala make our eyes which are like stone, may Allah make it that tears flow from those eyes, and in the love of Allah, in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. حق تعالی گنہگار بندہ کی ندامت سے نکلے ہوئے ایک آنسو کو شہید کے قطرہ خون کے ہم وزن رکھتے ہیں. اللہ تبارک تعالی کاؤنٹس ون ڈراپ آف ٹیئر ان دا لو آف اللہ ان دا سورو فلنس آف ونس گنا. اللہ کاؤنٹس اٹ ایکول وت اے ڈراپ آف بلڈ آف دا شہید. شہید بلڈ از سو ویلوبل ٹو اللہ تعالی. A person who makes tawbah and cries to Allah Ta'ala, then one drop of tear in that fear of Allah counts like the drop of blood of a shaheed. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ki sohbat mubarakah ke faiz se peer changi, peer tariqat ho gaye. By the barakat of the company of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that little while, a person, Peer Changi, who had his chang, his musical instrument, and he was known as a musician, he became a peer at tariqat. Just imagine, he became a peer now, and people started following him now, learning the love of Allah. Aur akabir awliyaullah ki saf mein dakhil ho gaye. And now he came to be what the great, great, akab, the great awliya of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat writes at the end, Faida, the points of note that we should take. اس واقعہ سے معلوم ہوا کہ انسان کو اپنی کسی بد حالی کی وجہ سے نا امید نہ ہونا چاہیے. That a person, because no matter how bad his condition is, he should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, one of the names of Allah Ta'ala is the one that who or the most worst condition a person can be in, Allah Ta'ala changes it into the best condition. So we just have to turn to Allah Ta'ala that He changes the condition of our hearts, and from what terrible, the dirty, filthy, hardened hearts we have, that Allah changes it into goodness. اور ہمیشہ حق تعالیٰ کی رحمت سے امیدوار رہنا چاہیے. And always a person should look forward to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Which Hazrat explained that Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that to lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is kufr. Why is it equated like this? Because everyone fears for kufr. So don't come to kufr. Just stay away from it. Always have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Like if your gauge shows red, now you know it's dangerous, so you just keep it away from there. You make sure they stop your car, whatever you see, what's wrong. But you don't want it to come into the red, that's dangerous. So like that, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. اس واقعہ سے یہ بھی معلوم ہوا کہ حق تعالیٰ کے سوا جتنے تعلقات ہیں سب فانی ہیں. From this story of Peer Changi, we also learn that all other contexts besides Allah Ta'ala will get finished, comes to an end. It doesn't last forever. Aur unme kuch bu'e wafa nahi. And there is no little bit of fragrance of loyalty in them also. So don't give your heart and don't connect yourself where there is no loyalty. صرف حق تعالی ہی کی ذات پاک ایسی کریم اور حی و قیوم ہے جو ہر حال میں اپنے بندوں کی خریدار ہے. Only the being of Allah Ta'ala is that kareem, that most gracious and kind being, and who is forever living and who keeps people, who keeps the world alive, that in all conditions He will be prepared to buy you. He is your buyer. Nobody else wants to buy you, He will buy you. And even in that pitiable condition, in that old age, He will still buy you. But turn to Him. البتہ وہ محبت اور تعلق جو کسی کو کسی سے صرف اللہ تعالی ہی کے لیے ہو. However, that love and connection which one person has for another, but solely, only for Allah Ta'ala, وہ حق تعالی ہی کی محبت میں داخل ہے. That is also included in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Like a person, you love material things, your wife you love her, but it is for Allah's sake you love her. So that is also counted in the love of Allah Ta'ala. You love your children, but for the sake of Allah, that you love them, you bring them up properly, you nurture them properly, that is also counted in the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities and grant us this true love, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانا خوش می آئے دم تا بچانا چنی می بائے دم اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 وإذا سألك عبادی عنی فإنی قریب اللہ 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 ونحن اقرب الیہ من حبل الورید اللہ 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 الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد واصحابہ وبارک وسلم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم انا نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم انا نسالك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك احب الينا من انفسنا والى ومن الماء البارد اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا ظلمنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح حالة أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.